Dr. Anne Marie Evers is a best-selling author of many books on the power of affirmations. She's an ordained minister and doctor of divinity and is co-author of Wake Up and Live, The Life You Love in Spirit with Dr. Deepak Chopra and Dr. Wayne Dwyer. Dr. Evers is an international motivational speaker and talk show host. Her latest book, Affirmations, Your Passport to Happiness, is in its sixth printing. She has created the popular Cards of Life. Dr. Evers has been teaching the power of affirmations and helping people for many years and believes that affirmations, when properly done, always work. Her current published book, following her experience with cancer and chemotherapy, was written to help others and discusses her using affirmations to reduce the side effects of chemotherapy. The book, 70 Ways to Cope with Chemo, with a foreword by Dr. Bernie Siegel, is available at Amazon. More information is available at www.annemarieevers.com. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Dr. Evers, and I look forward to hearing about affirmations and how they can be used to reduce the side effects of chemotherapy. Now, first, what is an affirmation?
Well, I'm so glad to be here today, Dr. Carl Helvey. Always nice to talk to you. And also, I just love when people ask me, what is an affirmation? And I just say, affirmations are similar to prayers, wishes, or goals, only they're more structured and specific. And really, you know, Carl, to affirm is to make firm. And simply put, the basis of all affirmations really is positive thinking.
Great. Do you think that affirmations are being used more today than they were 50 or 30 years ago?
Oh, I know they are. And people are beginning to, when you say affirmations now, people will have an idea. But like, say about 25 years ago when I saw a group of gentlemen sitting out. It was a sunny day and they were sitting around having coffee outside of a little shop. And I took my board and was writing down questions. And I said, may I ask you a question, gentlemen? And they said, sure. And then I said to the first one, what do you think an affirmation is? And he thought for a moment and he said, I don't know, something to do with the immigration. And so I said, thank you. And then I asked the other person, it's something to do with the law. And then, and I kept on going around. And then finally someone said, well, it's like when you get married. And then one said, well, it's talking about things you want to do. And then one said, it's positive talking. And, you know, this is amazing. But if you were to ask them today, I bet you, instead of five different answers, I bet you I would have four of them that would know what affirmations are.
Right. And how did you get started doing affirmations, Anne Marie?
Well, you know, I don't know if you saw The Secret, but she said out of a negative came a positive, and that's kind of my life in the story, too, because my first husband was an alcoholic, and he used to drink himself into oblivion every night, and I thought to myself, I don't know how he did it, but he got up and went to work the next day, but I thought to myself, what am I going to do? And I had two children, and I thought, I have to do one of three things. I have to either leave him or drink with him or find other interests. And when I checked with my family, there was no one that could take me in and two kids because they were struggling as well. And this was quite a few years ago. And there were no homes you could go to, or at least there weren't any that I knew of up here in Canada. And so anyway, then I decided I wasn't going to drink with him because I didn't want the children to have two alcoholic parents. So I decided to find other interests. So I took up reading Bumps on the Head, astral traveling, anything you could say, I would do it. I'd see, try and find out if there's some way I could do it. And then I stumbled upon affirmations. I thought, what is that? And I started thinking a bit about it and studying, and then I thought, well, I'm going to try it. So I started doing an affirmation that I was happier, and then it was amazing because he didn't stop drinking, but he did cut way down on his drinking, and things got better in our home. And I know it was because I changed my attitude Don't you agree? Because he didn't change. We can't make other people stop drinking or stop smoking or anything. Mm-hmm. You know, it's their choice, isn't it?
Right, right. Well, you know, you ask if I had seen The Secret. My neighbors asked me to go to a meeting with them one night, and it wasn't anything I was especially interested in, but, you know, I thought, well, I'll go with them. So as I got there, and I'm standing in the lobby, and this man came over, I'd never seen him before, and he said, I have something I think you'd be interested in. I said, okay. So he brought me a DVD of The Secret.
Really?
And it was before it was very well out on the market or anything. And so I bought it from him, and I brought it home and watched it, and I thought, well, that was money well spent. But I thought it was interesting that a complete stranger would pick me, you know, and come and tell me this. So,
isn't that interesting? So, and you remember, too, how in The Secret, how the man, I forget who it was now, he had affirmed for a certain home, and he realized he was living in it. And there were some wonderful things on that. And it started off as a negative, but turned into a wonderful positive, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then, Anne-Marie, when you started doing affirmations, did you experience immediate results?
No, not really, Carl. It's work in progress. Because, you know, there are proper and improper affirmations. Like, for example, if I was doing an affirmation, I will be happier.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
I'm putting it off into the future, some future lifetime, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if I say I want, that doesn't work. And if I'm trying to affirm something another person does, that doesn't work. So I had a lot of trial and error is what I did. I would do it, and then if it didn't work, I would say, I'm going to find out why it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I would find out, I'd find a thing. And then I felt like I didn't, like when I was doing an affirmation for my second husband, and I did it, nothing happened, and I thought, what is wrong? Why is this not working? And then I went to bed saying, please answer. And I woke up with this word ringing through my mind. And you know what the word was? It was deserve.
Oh,
I didn't feel that I deserved another husband because these thoughts came up, well, you know, there's not enough men to go around. And I said, well, I'm only looking for one. and then they'd say, oh, well, men in your age group are looking for young chicks, and that cancel it out.
Mm-hmm.
So when I sat down and thought about that, you know, I was a good wife. I couldn't help it that my husband passed away of a heart attack, and so my first husband. So I thought, I do deserve. So when I did that, within 3 weeks after I added the word deserve to my affirmation, I met my second husband.
Great. Good.
But you see, people can say to me, affirmations don't work. And when I do a workshop and they say that, I'm so delighted because I say, really? Can you come up and tell us about it? And then they come up, and there's always, I have never had a situation where there isn't a reason why they're not working. They're not being specific. Like the lady that says, oh, affirmations don't work. I've been doing exactly from your book. I've been doing the affirmation I deserve and now have the perfect, lasting, successful career. And she says, it's just not working, and I don't know what to do about it. And I went over it, and one of my associates went over it, and we said, well, I don't understand. Are you doing this? Are you doing that? Yes. And as she was leaving, you know what she said? I really do want that part-time career. So you see, every time she was saying she had the perfect lasting career, she didn't want it. So her mind was canceling it out. When she added part-time, guess what? She got, I think it was in 3 days, someone called her back from one of her resumes and said, can you come in? And she's still working there today, and that's about 5 years ago.
Oh.
So you see how important it is to be specific?
For the listeners, then, are there certain things that you should have, like you must be present tense? You can't be saying, I will or I want, future-oriented, so it's I have or I am or something present tense. And you said you need to include you deserve. Are there other things that you advocate as being necessary part of an affirmation?
Yes, there are, Carl. Like, I believe the master affirmations should contain the three P's. They should be personal, positive, and present tense. Mm-hmm. And then we should always use the word deserve and feel as if we deserve it, not just use the word loosely, really feel it. Mm-hmm. And then I always say, to the good of all parties concerned, and that includes the person doing the affirmation. Mm-hmm. And you know, when you think about it, to the good of all, if it's not to your highest good as well as everyone else, it won't happen in that way. Now, I believe that universal mind, God, whoever people believe in, will find a way to make it work, but it may not be the way we're saying it, because when you say to the good of all parties, it's your safety clause. Mm-hmm. And one lady said to me, she says, I'm afraid to do affirmations. And I said, why? And she said, I'm afraid they'll happen. And I thought, well, that's kind of weird. So anyway, I told her about the safety clause, and now she's doing affirmations like crazy, getting wonderful results, because she's saying she feels safe, because when she says to the good of all parties concerned, she knows she's one of the parties, and if it's not for her, it won't happen. Mm-hmm. And then I always say thank you, thank you, thank you, and because it's very important to say thank you, because I believe you obligate the planet for more, and you open the floodgates of heaven for even more blessings to mm-hmm. be thankful. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then, most important, you date and sign it, Carl. Then it becomes a firm and binding contract mm-hmm. with your higher self, God, universal mind, whoever you believe in. And I believe in God, and mm-hmm. so I believe when making a contract. And then I tell people, make it colorful, because color wakes up and excites the subconscious mind. So when you have all those things, that's what I call the master affirmation, and you say exactly. Now, if a person's doing an affirmation and they say, if you said, I, Carl, deserve and now have more money, if you make $1 more, you've mm-hmm. already fulfilled that affirmation, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's important to be specific and say, I receive in excess of so much. And then one lady did an affirmation that she took in $300,000. She said, I received $300,000. Then she came to me and said she was very disappointed because her expenses were so much. And I said, well, what did you use the net or gross like I suggested? And she said, no. And I said, well, if you'd have said net, then you get the net amount. So she's doing that now, and it's changed. But you mm-hmm. see, it's so important how we word our right. affirmations,
right.
Carl.
Right. Well, I'm wondering, Anne-Marie, I believe I've seen books where they have certain affirmations related to certain health conditions that are supposed to be universal and for anyone. Do you think that those will work, or do you think that it has to be very specific to each individual?
Well, I think it can all work depending on the person's believability factor. Mm-hmm. You know, like when I, as you know, I've just been had diagnosed with colon cancer, and then took chemo, and then my husband passed away in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. And that was really devastating. But during my journey, I would say I'm becoming healthier and healthier. Mm-hmm. And when I was lying in the hospital bed, and I was in intensive care, and I was taking blood transfusions, and I didn't think they thought I was going to make it. And I was wondering myself. But as I laid there, I would visualize myself coming home, walking up the steps, and sitting in my chair. And I did it over and over and over again. And then when it really happened, the only thing different was I had the pain walking up the stairs, because, mm-hmm. of course, when I did the visualization, I didn't include the pain. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it happened just as I affirmed for it. Mm-hmm. And this is why when you really make it what you want to do, and then I visualize myself talking in front of groups of people and being happy and helping people, and that's exactly what's happening right now. And that's, you know, it was just not even 2 years ago since mm-hmm. I had my right. diagnosis of cancer.
Right.
And 2 years in July 14th, my uh-huh. life changed. But, you know, so it's not really what happens to us in life, Carl. Mm-hmm. I believe it's how mm-hmm. we handle it, don't you?
Right, definitely, right. So you also then use visualization in combination.
Oh, yeah. You know what? The affirmation program that I've developed and I teach is built on mm-hmm. five powerful building blocks. Mm-hmm. And the first building block is forgiveness. That's the first and foremost. The second one is thoughts, how we think. The third one is mind power. And the fourth is affirmations. And the fifth is creative visualization. Mm-hmm. So when you have those five building blocks in place, you have a really good foundation upon which to start your affirmation program.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Great.
good.
Because if you say, if you're angry and you're doing an affirmation, I'm happy. Oh, I'm so mad at that person. Oh, I'm so happy. it cancels it out, doesn't it?
Right, right. Yeah.
Or how about this one? I'm broke. Or I can't afford it. And then guess what? Your car breaks down, your washer and dryer stop, and your computer gives up the ghost. And you say, why me? Well, why not you? You've been affirming it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I believe, and I really love the study of the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you find that so interesting?
Right, and I think many of us were brought up with, you can't afford it, we can't afford it,
yeah.
Money doesn't grow on trees.
Oh, how many times I heard that?
All of these expressions that take you in the wrong direction. It's not
exactly
the direction you want to go, the direction of prosperity. And so there's a lot of unlearning that people seem to have to do before they can move in a more positive direction.
You're right. You know what I do, Carl? I have affirmation life tools that I've developed that I use.
Mm-hmm.
And when I think, I'd like to do that, and I think to myself, can I afford it? I don't think I can. I say, cancel. That's not true. And I cancel that statement, and I say, if I don't know if I can buy it, I say, I choose not to distribute my wealth that way. Or if I want to buy it, I said, I deserve and have plenty of money to do whatever I want.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing. Like when I was doing affirmations for my newest book, Affirmation Tools Help Cope with Chemo, 70 Ways to Cope, now on Amazon, when I was doing that, I was thinking, now I need some money to get all this happening and get the editing and you know, all the formatting,
mm-hmm,
and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But it was amazing. It didn't come in money, but a friend of mine whose husband was working in the business, and she's a wonderful editor, she did the editing at a family rate, which saved me,
mm-hmm,
a lot of money. So you see,
mm-hmm,
it really did happen, but not the way I thought.
Mm-hmm.
So I teach people not to worry about the modus operandi. It doesn't matter how it happens.
Right, right.
Because we know the what. God, universal mind, whoever they believe in knows the how.
Right. Yeah. I've noticed throughout life that a lot of times the way I thought something was going to work didn't. But it worked out fine. It just wasn't the way I thought it was going to work out.
And it even worked out better, Carl.
Could be, right.
Yeah, in some ways, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, affirmations, it's like a work in progress. And I think, like, I am work in progress with affirmations. I'm learning every day from people and situations. But, you know, when I didn't even know what an affirmation was, my son was born with crooked feet, and they were so crooked they were almost touching his legs. And
mm-hmm,
he was about 6 months old sitting in his high chair, and I would say to him, David, you will walk. And I'd look at him, and he'd sort of look at me and smile. You know, I don't know if you heard. I don't know if he understood at that age. But anyhow, and then I'd tell family and people, you know, David will walk. And they said, uh-huh. And, you know, they said, I think you should get realistic and know. Because at that time, they wanted something like $3,000. But now, that would be about $30,000, $40,000
or more. Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have money. We were just a young couple starting off. And, you know, it was amazing. I just kept looking at him and saying, you will walk. See, I was doing an affirmation, not even knowing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a restaurant, and one of our customers came in and asked what was wrong with the little guy's feet. And he could see how crooked they were because he was sitting in the high chair. And then he came back about a week later and said, guess what? I've arranged for you to go with the Shriners down to Spokane, Washington, and get his feet fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a gentleman that was going to drive us down there and everything. Now, you see, that was, I would never think that someone would come into the restaurant,
mm-hmm,
and come up with a solution. How
right.
would I ever think that?
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
And now he's walking, you know, you'd never know. If you met him, you'd never know there's been anything wrong with his feet.
Mm-hmm.
He's walking perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Great. Now, Anne-Marie, what inspired you to write your first book?
Well, it was interesting because I was doing sort of counseling people, and I was doing it in a group situation, and what I did was I would have sheets of paper and written out like an affirmation if you want a relationship, this is what you do. One if you want money, one if you want a career, if you want peace of mind, and I had all these piles with
mm-hmm.
different subjects. And this fella came down, and I did a consultation with him. And when he was done, he stood up and he says, I want to ask you a personal question. And I said, okay. And he said, why don't you write a book? And I said to him, and that was in 1988. And I said to him, well, I can't write a book. I said, nobody knows me. Who would buy my book? And I'll never forget what he did. And I get shivers when I say this. He stood up, he was standing up, and he pointed. He said, with these people, and these people, as he pointed to all the piles I had there. Mm-hmm. And then I started to think about it, and I thought, well, you know, maybe he's got something there. So what I did was I wrote my first book, and a fellow just came into the country, and he was having a hard time, and he said he was publishing books, and he came into my office. And so I paid him in advance, and mm-hmm. when he published the book, some of the pages were upside down, and it was falling apart. It was just terrible, and I was just so devastated, and I said, I guess I have to throw all these books out. And my sister said, well, no, why don't we just put on the cover printer's error, and then leave it at doctor's offices and places, mm-hmm. and we're, and because I had my email address on. Mm-hmm. So he stopped and left it at quite a few doctor's offices and places out around the country. Then I started getting phone calls, people wanting mm-hmm. to buy this book and say, where could we get a copy of it? And then I thought, oh my gosh, if they're interested in buying it, I should really take another crack at it. So mm-hmm. I did.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't it funny how right. something happens, somebody says something, and you see, you have the choice to act on it or not, don't
mm-hmm.
you?
Right.
I could have said, oh, yeah, write a book, yeah, not said anything more. But what he said and the way he said it, he was so firm when he said it, you know, as if mm-hmm. you should get busy and write one. And I don't even know the man's name. If I saw him, I would never know him again. But I always thank him for helping me start on my journey.
Mm-hmm. Well, they say when the pupil is ready, the teacher appears or something, or the
when the teacher's ready, the student appears. When the student's ready, the teacher appears.
Right,
yes.
Right.
I've never looked back. Now it's in its eighth edition, and it's actually, if people go to Affirmation, to Amazon, and just type in affirmations, it comes up as the number one book up there.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And it's in its eighth edition, and now I've got my other one up there, 70 Ways to Cope with Chemo. And, you know, I have to say, too, I wanted to go back for a moment about that specific. When I had these deep wounds after my surgery, and the nurse was coming to the house and dressing them, and one day she said to me, oh, she says, your wounds are healing very quickly. And the way she said it, I thought, what does she mean? And I said, well, that's good, isn't it? And she said, yes, that's good and not so good. And I said, well, what's the not so good? She said, well, they need to be healing from the inside out, not just topically.
Mm-hmm.
And see, I had been doing an affirmation, my wounds are healing easily and quickly. So I went right back to the affirmation drawing board, and I put, my wounds are healing quickly and easily from the inside out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then they started healing. But you see, it was just the words. It's so important, the words we
right,
use.
Right, right.
I get so excited about it because if people only knew how powerful we create with every word we speak.
Mm-hmm.
And just think, are we negative or are we positive?
Right.
Are we thinking good thoughts or not?
Now, Anne-Marie, what was one of the most important affirmations that you have developed that manifest?
Well, I've got just loose leaf books full of fulfilled affirmations. What I do is I put the affirmations I'm affirming on one page mm-hmm. in a plastic insert sheet, and then on the corresponding page, I put when it manifested, the date, and a big check mark. And then when I start a new affirmation, I look back, and my goodness, it's happened. So I've increased my faith.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, to answer your question, the most important one was, of course, my son being able to walk.
Mm-hmm.
And then I ordered up my husband, and the last husband, my third husband, unfortunately, they all passed away, but my third husband, I did an affirmation for him, and I put a picture of the type of man I liked, and I said, looks like him, and then I had never met, I just found a picture in a magazine, mm-hmm. didn't know who the man was, and then it was amazing when I met Reg, he looked so much like that man that people are amazed when they look at
mm-hmm.
it. So you be very careful what you order up
mm-hmm.
because you get what you order up, and always use the safety clause is what I tell people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I use them for everything and for health too, Carl. Mm-hmm. That was one of the biggest ones of my life because I said, I sort of made a deal with a big guy. I said, hey, if I get out of this and get home and well, I said, when I get home and well and get out of it, not if, I said, I will promise I'll do everything I can to help people and I'll write a book and tell about my experiences. Mm-hmm. And I did, I've done that. And it's taken a year and a half to do it, but it's done.
Mm-hmm. Hugh Lynn Casey used to say, be careful what you wish for,
yes,
because you'll get it.
Yeah. And well, you know, this is it. Sometimes you say, oh, I wish I could do that, and then all of a sudden, I wish so-and-so would call, and then all of a sudden they call. But I find that, like, affirmations are like prayers, wishes, or goals, mm-hmm, but we make them specific, saying exactly what we want to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then the procedure is very easy. Once you do your master affirmation, you only do it once, like a last will and testament. You don't keep doing it over and over. And then once you read it, you have it all prepared. I put a little picture at the top of what I'm affirming, mm-hmm, and then I put master affirmation for whatever, and then I say, I am, Marie, deserve, and now have whatever I want, or deserve, and now am, and in the body of it, and then to the good of all parties concerned, thank you, thank you, thank you, and then I say, I fully accept, and I date and sign it. Now that becomes what I call the master affirmation, which I put in a plastic insert sheet, and I take it out every morning and read it over. That's what you do, and you step ahead. You bring in your five senses, and then I put it away after I'm done and go on about my day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you see, some people think they got to keep writing it the same one over and over. You really don't. You write it once, and then you read it and allow the words to sink deep into your subconscious mind where, of course, they take root, grow, and manifest what you're affirming.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, I say in my books, affirmations, when properly done, always work. Mm-hmm. Now, I have to say, sometimes they do not work in our time frame, or like you just said, as we think they mm-hmm should or mm-hmm they would.
Why do some not seem to work?
Well, because there's always a reason, Carl. There really is. I mean, maybe they've got a program running in their subconscious mind that they don't deserve money. People are starving all over the world. And like we said, money doesn't mm-hmm grow on trees and mm-hmm and all this stuff. They need to go within and find out what their consciousness is about money. And I like to go in and just say, I deserve, and feel the deservedness coming up because, you know, and then other people, like one of the men in one of my workshops, he put his hand up and he says, affirmations don't work. And I said, oh, would you like to come up and tell us why? I really would appreciate that. So he came up and he said, well, I've been talking about and writing an affirmation for the lady next door. And I said, well, tell me about the lady next door. And he says, well, is she married? Oh, yeah, she's married, but she doesn't have, her husband's not nice to her, and I really like her. And I said, does she talk to you? Well, she smiles at me. I said, well, with all due respect, that's an improper affirmation because I teach you cannot hurt or take from anyone, mm-hmm, ever. Mm-hmm. That's an improper affirmation. So I said, why don't you do an affirmation that I, your name, deserve and now have a loving, lasting, happy relationship, which turns into whatever you want, marriage or long-term, with the perfect woman for you. Now, I said, she won't be perfect, but she'll be perfect for you. So I helped him write it out, and I gave him a copy of it, and I said, you take this home, and you look at it every day, and forget about the lady next door. Just focus on this. And then he came back to the place where I was lecturing about 6 months later, and, of course, I'd forgotten all about it. He comes up, and he says, I would like you to meet Leah. And I said, oh, hi, Leah. Nice to meet you. And he says, but you don't understand. I want you to meet Leah. And it's kind of hard to understand. His English wasn't that mm-hmm clear. And then he says, she's my affirmation. And then I realized that she's the woman that he had attracted through his affirmation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that amazing?
Right. So are you saying...
If he'd have kept on thinking about the woman next door, it wouldn't have worked because it wasn't to the good of all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are you saying that you should not do affirmations for others?
Well, you know, Carl, I think that yes and no. I think we can always do affirmations for our children, that they are mm-hmm healthy and happy mm-hmm and send mm-hmm them love. Mm-hmm. But we can't do affirmations to have our son or our daughter quit smoking mm-hmm or mm-hmm or that, because it's got to be their choice. And if you do, and you do it, it doesn't work out to the good of all. But you can make suggestions on that. But like at one time, I remember years ago, people were coming to me and asking me if I'd do an affirmation for them. Of course, when I first started, I was anxious to do everything to please, and yes, I did. I had this book, and I had all these people would phone me, and they'd say, John needs a new car, and so-and-so needs a new career, and she's looking for a relationship, she wants more friends, and I'd write this all in a book. And every night at 11 o'clock when I did my affirmation prayer, I would go through each name and affirm and visualize it happening for them. Well, one day I decided to go to, somebody took me to an aura reader, and she said to me, oh, she says, what are you doing? And I said, what do you mean, what am I doing? She says, well, with all due respect, you go to bed with a lot of people. And I said, excuse me, what are you talking about? And she said, what are you doing just before you go to bed? And I said, well, I've got this book, and I do all these affirmations for everyone. And she says, that is not necessary. You are, who appointed you to write their earthly exams? I thought, oh my gosh, that's true. So I told everybody, I said, okay, now you're on your own. You got to do your affirmations. And then they phoned me, the affirmations aren't working. I said, are you doing them? No. Well, you see, I was becoming an affirmation enabler, and I don't want to do that. Because we teach people what to do. You know the old saying, give a man a fish, he eats for a day. Teach him to fish, and he eats for a lifetime. So anyway, so I'd say yes and no to that one, but it doesn't work if you try to get somebody to be nicer to you, or if you're having problems. You just do an affirmation, you have harmony, and you always give loving kindness, and then just let it go at that, because you can't tell somebody to like you or not to like you. You know what I mean? It's their choice.
Now, how long does it usually take you each day with affirmations?
Well, I got it down to a science for me, and I think if our listeners would just honestly, I mean this, if they would devote 5 minutes a day to real focused affirmation on focusing on what their goal, I just know miracles would happen in their life. Now, having said that, before they do the 5 minutes, I would suggest they do another 2 or 3 minutes doing the extended toothbrush exercise, is what I call it. And people say, why do you call it that? And I say, because people always brush their teeth. So, and they won't forget that way. So I would say that that's important, to maybe do the forgiveness exercise, get up in the morning, look in the mirror, and then say, I, your name, now forgive everyone and everything that has ever hurt me. I now forgive myself. I love, respect, and approve of myself just the way I am. And when they do that, when you say ever, it goes right back to creation. So if too many memories come up, say one at a time, because when I did it, I had so many memories, I was overwhelmed. But then when I said one at a time, I dealt with that one completely, forgave it, let it go, and then went on to the next one. And then do 5 minutes of what you want. That is so powerful. So if you took, say, 8 minutes every day, just did that, if the listeners would do that, their life would change. And I know it does. I've got so many letters and testimonials. I've got thousands of testimonials that tell me how they work.
Now, you mentioned your diagnosis with colon cancer 2 years ago. And what was your immediate response when you were told that you had colon cancer?
Well, first of all, I was in shock because I didn't expect that. And I just sat there, and I can remember looking at the doctor and thinking, she's talking to somebody else. She's not talking to me. And then when it finally sunk in, then I asked the question I think everyone asks, why me? Why me? Why me? And then the answer came back for me was, why not you? You know, you're a best-selling published author. You can write books. Why don't you just go through this and do the things you know to do the best you can, and then share it with others? And so that's what I decided. I found out what could happen. Now, I have to say to Carl that I probably wouldn't have taken chemo if it hadn't been that my family, my daughters, my daughter and my son and my husband at the time were really, really, they wanted me around. And I wasn't thinking, I was sort of in shock. But I did, I took the chemo, but I also did my affirmation tool. So I did holistic as well. Mm-hmm. I didn't just sit around and do chemo. I did whatever I could to help it and get through it.
Could you share with us some of the affirmations that you used?
Yes, I sure can. The one I used was when you have an I know anyone listening that has any of these side effects from chemo knows that every time you get a side effect, with it comes a huge dose of fear. And the fear is not necessarily that you're going to die, but the fear is that it's going to last forever. What am I going to do? Say you can't swallow. You think, oh, my gosh, I can't swallow. Now what am I going to do? And that fear starts from the bottom of your feet and goes right up to your whole body. Well, what I do when that happens, I downloaded from the Internet a huge stop sign in color, and I cut it. I print it off, and I cut it up, and then I put popsicle sticks to make a handle, and I've got it right by my phone. So when that fear starts coming, I pick up that stop sign, I look at it, and I have an elastic I snap on my wrist. If I don't have one, I stamp my foot, and I say, stop. And you know, that immediately stops that thought, and then it gives me a moment, and then I say, this is leaving. This is temporary. This is only temporary. This will go. And then I calm down, you see, and then I can think. I use that, and then when I have the chemo fog, there's actually one called chemo fog. And as we get older, everyone suffers from a bit of brain fog, they say, but chemo fog is really hard. And so I developed a way that when I couldn't remember something, and I use it every day of my life many, many times, is when I can't remember something, I'll sit down and I'll stay clear, and I clear my mind of all the thoughts and everything that's going on. And then I say, search. And I visualize myself going into my mind, going through the filing cabinets and finding the answer to the name of the person I'm looking for or the answer to the question. Then I take that and then I say, retrieve. And then I say, download. And I just really focus on that. I make it so visual that I can see it's a brown cabinet I pull out, and it squeaks a little bit as I pull it out. And then I pick up the paper, and I look at it. And then, you know, and then I say, that's what I say, clear, search. I find the paper, and then I retrieve. And then when I've got it, I go download. And then, you know what, within a few minutes, and 90% of the time, it flashes into my mind. The odd time, it's taken an hour. One time it was even a day, because I don't know why, but it just, but most of the time it comes, and I watch the chemo patients. I'm teaching, I do lectures at our hospital here every month, and I watch these chemo patients doing these exercises I'm telling you, and a whole bunch of others, and they say that they're helping them so much because it's giving them a tool to cope.
So overall then, what results did you have as a result of the affirmations that would help other cancer patients?
Well, I think if they can, anybody listening, if they're going through chemo, I do have several things that really do help. I also have, if the people go to AnneMarieEvers.com, my website, I have a free place where they can join up and they can receive 74 days in there. It comes one day at a time in their mailbox, and their affirmation tools to deal with certain things. Like I have one for brain fog and one for anemia, one for pain. And every day they get that, and that's absolutely free to everyone. And I also have my book, 70 Ways to Cope, on Amazon.com, and that's available. And it gives 70 ways that people can do. And it's really powerful. And when I was talking to our associate Joe, remember our doctor associate? I was telling him a couple of these, and he said there actually is scientific proof these things do work. So that made me feel really great that I'm really on the right track. And I think these affirmation tools are the cutting edge that's going to be the cutting edge of way to do things in the medical field. And I'm finding that people, the doctors and that are becoming involved and asking me to do talks. And so I think that it's becoming really recognized, like you said, years ago, I don't think I would ever be giving lectures in a hospital talking about affirmation tools, mm-hmm. like I've just mentioned, to help chemo patients. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited about being able to help, and I have to say that everyone, that every tool I talk about, I have done myself, every mm-hmm. single one. Mm-hmm. And most of them, I've had other people do them too as well, but everyone. And some work better than others for different people because it depends on the person's frame of mind, their belief system, what their programming is and everything, you know, and something will just resonate with them and they'll just, and one of the chemo patients, she said that when she uses the stop sign affirmation tool, it really stops the pain for a few hours. And mm-hmm. then she has to do it again. But she said the fact that it stops the pain is just amazing. And she uses also the clear search and retrieve for remembering things for brain fog. And she said she uses it many times a day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really exciting. I just feel so excited and be honored to be in the place where I am today, being able to use and teach these tools.
Right, right. Well, I read some research this morning that they have found that even meditation will help reduce fear and
yes.
worry and anxiety. And they
You're
were
right.
able to measure brain waves.
Wow.
And what yeah. happened and what area of the brain there was increased activity and what area had decreased activity as patients were meditating versus when they were not meditating, which I thought was interesting because now there is some physical proof for things that, you know, in the past we've known, but we didn't have physical proof for it. So I have that on my website today. You might want to take a look at that and see if you could interest the researchers in looking at affirmations and doing some brain scans at the same time as patients were using affirmations.
That is a great idea, yes, because, you know, it is true. And in what I teach, I also teach meditation and just being completely well and having, you know, the whole thing relaxing you and bringing the joy and the happiness and like being in that state, being in it. And before we do affirmations, I mentioned to everyone to please sit down and put yourself into a meditative state so they work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's really exciting, Carl. Is that on your website?
That's on my Holistic Health Show site.
I'm
it eventually will
it.
Make its way to my Cancer Foundation site because I have a section on mental, spiritual aspects of cancer. And
yes.
so I've got research on meditation in cancer, affirmations in cancer, visualization in cancer, sound in cancer, especially music. You know,
and prayer, too, is very important, isn't
right.
it?
Prayer, optimism and cancer, faith and cancer. Yeah, I've got a lot of that on my Cancer Foundation.
Oh, I love
site.
That because that's going to help a lot of people. That is so good because, you know, prayers, affirmations, like I said, are like prayers anyway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, so many of the people that focus on cancer focus just on the physical and do
yes.
not look at the mental and spiritual. And yet, we know, at least I was taught in public health, that there are multiple factors that lead up to a disease process that
yes.
you have, well, they call it man, agent, and environment. But I call it physical, mental, spiritual in man, his relationships,
yes.
his environment, and the political system. You know, so I look at it as different, but I still look at it as multiple factors that lead up to a disease or wellness process. And if you have factors that lead up to a disease process, then it takes multiple factors to resolve that process and reverse
it. I totally
it.
Agree.
Mm-hmm.
And it does, you know, because, and they're saying to treat the, you know, in fact, my doctor said, that's why I started doing lectures at the hospital. My chemo doctor said, how can you be so positive after what's all happened to you? Mm-hmm. And so I said, well, I work at it. It's work in progress, you know?
Right. Yeah, and I think that you've done a lot on Facebook also, and that reaches a lot of people.
Oh, yes, and I know that they say, well, the fact that I'm still up and going after all that's happened has given a lot of people faith to know that if I can do it, they can do it. And I say that to my workshops and everything. You know, if I can do it and get through, you guys, every one of you can.
Right.
And I truly believe that. If they set up their mind to do it, they can.
Right. Now, Anne-Marie, are there other things you would like to say before we look at your books and how the listeners can reach you?
Well, I'd just like to say to the folks, please don't ever get discouraged if you feel your affirmation isn't working. And I would invite you to, if you have affirmations that are not, you think are not working, not seeming to work, I would love you to email me just at annemarieevers@shaw.ca and just say, how can I make this affirmation work? And then we need to look at some things about your belief system and everything. And because my focus is, I really, really, my heart really wants everyone to know how to do affirmations and to do them so they work for them.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
my thing I'd like to say to people. And, you know, I'm very sincere about that. And maybe you and I could do a workshop or some kind of a whatever they call it, seminar, talking about find some people that say affirmations aren't working, and
mm-hmm.
then let's go through and
mm-hmm.
find out why.
Mm-hmm.
And then we come up with reasons that will help other people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That would be great. Now, Anne-Marie, tell us about your books and services and how the list... Well, we've got your email address, but you might want to give it that again also.
Yes, okay, thank you very much. And it's like my book, Affirmations, Your Passport to Happiness, is my main book. I have quite a few others there. I have Affirmations, Your Passport to Lasting Loving Relationships and Money and much more. But my main book is Affirmations, Your Passport to Happiness, and it's 8th edition, and it covers all topics. And then my latest book, of course, is Affirmation Tools Help Cope with Chemo, 70 Ways to Cope is the title of that. And I really want to get that out to anyone that's suffering or going through chemo, because I know a little bit of hope is such an important thing. And the reason I decided to write the chemo book was when I was sitting in the doctor's office and he was telling us about what chemo was and all the side effects. And I felt like coming home, pulling up the covers and saying, goodbye, cruel world. And then I thought, oh, no, I wish they had a book they could say to the people, this is what's happening, but this is how one lady coped with chemo, and maybe this will help you. That's what my hope is,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
that's what I'm doing it all for, Carl, you know.
Mm-hmm. And Anne-Marie, you have a website, right?
I sure do. It's annemarieevers.com, just my name. And I also have another one called Anne-Marie's Angel Chapel as well. I have that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very helpful to people. There's meditations on there, and there's all kinds of things and short videos that you can see what the Angel Chapel looks like, because it's a real chapel as well as a virtual chapel.
Mm-hmm. And do you have some angel cards?
Oh, and I have, I call them cards of life. And anybody can go, I've had this cardsoflife.com is what it's called, and that website has been up since 2000, and I've had so many people go there and help. And well, it's kind of a game. You go there and you press the grid, you ask the question, you press a number on the grid, and the answer comes up together with an affirmation. And I'm in the process of revamping that website right now, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And your email address you gave us earlier?
Yeah, is annemarieevers@shaw.ca. That's AnneMarie, and then another E, EVERS@shaw.ca. And people say, it's sort of Evers, is the Dutch, it's a Dutch pronunciation. That my first husband was Dutch.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept that name.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, this has been very interesting. I know it will be helpful to everyone, but especially to those that have elected cancer and have the side effects that are always there. And to anyone that has cancer, that, you know, pain is not just part of chemotherapy, because I have talked with several people that if the cancer goes to the bone, there is a lot of pain. So that if there is anything naturally that helps the pain, it's good to know about that so it can be passed on to people.
It sure is. And, you know, and to keep a positive mental attitude. And my chemo doctor said he can tell when the people come into his office who is going to continue through with chemo and who is going to drop out, mm-hmm. just by their mental attitude.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you know that too in your
right.
your work.
Right, right. Well, I appreciate this very much, Anne-Marie, and it will be helpful to all, and I look forward to talking with you again.
Well, I appreciate being on your show, Carl, and we always have such a good time. And when mm-hmm. you're on my show, we go back and forth, and we're spreading our lights as much as we can out into the world, and that's what it's all about.
Right.
And I just want to say that people, affirmations, when properly done, always work. Sometimes not in our time frame or as we think they should, but they always work.
Mm-hmm. Great.
So
I
really get excited about affirmations. And I'd love people to just check out the new book, 70 Ways to Cope, because that's just brand new, hot off the press.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm mailing one to you tomorrow, Carl.
Great.
So a couple
Good.
Copies to you, too,
mm-hmm.
as well.
Good. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for having me on your show. I really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. I thank you for joining me today on the Holistic Health Show. I invite you to my websites, www.holistichealthshow.com, where you will find all of the past shows from the last 5.5 years under the blog with a search engine so you can look for a specific topic. You will also find a place to sign up for a free monthly newsletter on holistic health and the latest information on research on cancer, also under the blog. I also invite you to my website, beatlungcancer.net, where you will find information on my latest book, You Can Beat Lung Cancer Using Alternative Integrative Interventions. You will also find endorsements. You will find additional information about the book, and you will also find a site where you can purchase the book from me, or you can also purchase it at Amazon.com. I also invite you to join me on Facebook under Carl Helvey or under Holistic Health Show or under Beat Lung Cancer. I also invite you to join me on LinkedIn under Carl Helvey or on Twitter under Holist Health Show. I hope you have enjoyed the show today, and I look forward to seeing you again in 2 weeks. I am Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host, wishing you a great week.